They came across the water in wire craze. A broad-faced, unadaptable, built for someone's coast. The American cousins with a different race, of breeding their indifference to the nose of a continent that had its own arrangement, its own brown-furred inhabitants who'd held the riverbanks for centuries. Estrangement came fast the way replacement always fell. The original before the original knew it was competing, knew the new arrival wasn't just a neighbor, but aerial. Everything it was a slow reprisal conducted in. Escapes. The European had retreated to the margins, to the upper tributaries of landscapes of the edge, the shrinking reluctant curtain. Habitat that nobody farms and nobody plants, to the land too wet or too remote to make productive. The geography of what gets left when everything of note has been converted to a use. Line outnumbered and outbred and pushed to where the maps start using question marks instead of lines. The farm opened, the wild one lost its ground. The American spread where the European drowned. Not a war, not a slaughter, just the math of two species sharing a single path. The one that fits the new world wins the field. The one that held the old world has to yield. The mink farm turned the riverbank to sky. You don't need a weapon to erase what was. I am not talking only about mink. I am talking about the mechanism, the way of thinking vanished past the brink. While the books are still recording its existence, while the scientists are still filing grants to study its declining population, while the Taguib never sees still advancing. Footage of the last known congregation of a thing that was here before the farm, before the wire crates, before the market decided fur was profit and the harm was someone else's column in the ledger. The farm opened, the wild one lost its ground. The American spread where the European drowned. Not a war, not a slaughter, just the math of two species sharing a single path.
The one that fits the new world wins the field. The one that held the old world has to yield. The mink farms and the riverbanks.
Sighting in the lowland reach was 1990-something, the researchers know. Coordinates and data in the breach of silence in the record, the long throat of absence opening in the data set, a species shape hole in the population chart. An American mink thriving, yeah, doing what the imported always do, filling every vacancy the native left, wearing the shape of what it displaced, leaving the riverbank technically unbereft of mink, just bereft of the right face, the original face, the one the river knew before we shipped a replacement in a crate and called it commerce, called it something new.
watch the old world empty at the gate.